This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Many expected an either-or vote from DART last night, but the transit agency board instead decided to include a downtown Dallas subway line and the Cotton Belt rail line in its 20-year financial plan. Both projects would cost more than $1 billion each. However, the Texas Tribune reports the plan would leave the Dallas subway dependent on $650 million in federal grant money that may not come through. DART would take out debt to pay for the Cotton Belt line, which would run through Addison, Carrollton, Richardson, and Plano. A recent resolution from the Dallas City Council asked DART to also focus on improving bus service, but the financial plan didn't outline what the transit agency would do about it. Only one of 36 congressional races in Texas is widely considered as competitive this election. Most state House and Senate seats are safe for one party or the other. That's what makes redistricting in Texas so controversial. UT Arlington political scientist Rebecca Dean.
Political parties want to draw the lines so that they are more likely to keep power and to keep their opposition from getting power.
And Dean said that's legal. What politicians can't do is disenfranchise communities of color. Civil rights groups say the Republican-led Texas legislature did just that when it drew districts in 2011. The group sued and won some changes in court. But Lydia Camarillo from the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project says not much has changed with the new maps.
Not only were they working to dilute the vote of Latinos and other communities, but they were intentionally drawing the maps to dilute our political influence.
We'll look at the politics and consequences of the Texas redistricting process this evening as part of our statewide Texas Decide series. Now to breakthroughs and the bug most people love to hate, cockroaches. Michael Bowden is not one of those people. The former exterminator in Dallas loves them so much he earned the nickname Cockroach Dundee. Lauren Silverman caught up with Bowden to find out how the biggest roach in Dallas made him famous.
30 years ago, Michael Bowden came up with an idea for a contest that changed his life. He offered $1,000 in cash for the largest cockroach in Dallas. Yeah,
and here's the actual poster that I made.
Standing in what looks like a bug-themed art gallery in his East Dallas home, Bowden pulls out a black-and-white, Old West-style wanted poster with a drawing of a cockroach.
$1,000 reward, wanted dead or alive. I figured, why not? You know, in Texas, the bigger the better.
He handed out these posters, even tacked some on telephone poles. To Bowden's surprise, no one was really interested. So he contacted CNN. As soon as the TV segment went on air, remember this was the 80s, his cockroach competition went viral.
And all of a sudden I'm getting calls from all over Dallas, all over the world.
With people saying they have the biggest cockroach?
Well, yes. Cockroach hunters are like fishermen. They all brag, you know, they got the biggest one. So that was pretty funny.
The winners were three young women working at what was then Southwestern Bell. They found a cockroach just a hair shy of 2 inches long. There are thousands of species of roaches in the world. Some, like the Madagascar roaches Bowden still wears on his hat brim, are enormous. In the U.S., the smaller American and German cockroaches are more common. So this 2-inch bug was a big deal. A few weeks later, Bowden gets a call from NBC.
They said, would you like to bring the cockroach on the Tonight Show? And I took a big gulp and I says, you bet.
Would you welcome Michael Bowden?
Bowden goes on Johnny Carson wearing a camel-colored leather sports coat and snakeskin boots. He's carrying the 2-inch bug and also live cockroaches. He'd snuck them on the plane. That's not all. He gets Carson to put the cockroaches to sleep using dry ice.
Well, we certainly don't want to injure them.
Oh, no, they'll come back. Oh. They're going to come back to life.
You can hear them snoring now if you...
After Carson, Bowden became a famous exterminator. His Texas roaches went on exhibit at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Later, he appeared on TV on Joan Rivers and Jay Leno. In 2000, he went on Ripley's Believe It or Not, volunteering to lay inside a coffin while they poured 1,000 live cockroaches on top of him.
As I'm coming down to jump in there, I hear people yelling, "Roach man, roach man."
For a humble Dallas pest control specialist with a degree in zoology, this was the dream. Baudin had always wanted to tell the world cool facts about cockroaches, like how they can move nearly 3.5 miles an hour, and one of their favorite foods is dog chow. So he took advantage of the attention, and he came up with another crazy cockroach contest, this one for the best-dressed roach.
Dressed-up cockroaches.
What are they dressed up like?
Well, we have, there was Boys at the Beach, there was Liberace, there was Ross Perroach, and Marilyn Monroach.
Really? People from around the world sent him dead, dried, dressed-up cockroaches, and he saved some of them.
Let's see what's in this first box. They got about 3 or 4, or more.
Marilyn Monroach is a tiny stuffed figurine with silver stilettos and that iconic white dress blowing up in the wind. Her face is a golden cockroach.
Okay, here is Liberace now. He's sitting at the piano.
The diorama has a little brown roach head peeking out of his gold sequined jacket and white fur coat.
This was made by like a 65-year-old grandma.
Baudin ran the contest in cities like New York and Florida, offering $1,000 prizes. By the way, the vast majority of the creators were women. One woman, though, wasn't so impressed. His wife. To her dismay, Baudin refused to throw the cockroaches out. Instead, he opened a tiny museum in their old house, the Cockroach Hall of Fame.
I think I had a little Barnum & Bailey in me.
The Cockroach Hall of Fame attracted a few thousand visitors each year. Now that Baudin's retired and lives in a smaller house, he needs to find a new place to display his cockroach dioramas.
Maybe somebody hearing this program will say, I've got shelves, we can put this sucker up.
Yep. 30 years after the adventure began, the exterminator is still struggling to get rid of the roaches inside his own home. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
And the forecast, mostly sunny skies with a high of 83 today, 20% chance of rain tonight. It's 65 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth, 61 in Wichita Falls, and 60 in Tyler.